Death Grips is back with their first debut album on Epic, right?
Yep.
Yeah, first debut album on Epic, the Money Store. And, you know, after the last, you know, and even now, a lot of people are asking us to review it. You know, we reviewed the last project, so deservedly so, we definitely, you know, going to check out this one. So let's go ahead and kick things off. Fifo, what you think of the album?
For me, personally, this one's better than Ex-Military. I could definitely get through this one. It was easier on the ears. It wasn't as abrasive or, you know, like really, really, really hard like that. But it's definitely something that I won't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Just like Ex-Military is not something I'm just going to throw this shit on and ride to it. But you know what? One track did definitely stand out to me. And I was like, you know what? I actually like this one. I think it's called I Seen Footage. Like, and you know I'm bad with names, and I was like, I'm gonna remember this one because this one actually stood out to me. I was like, damn, this is
yelling,
huh?
He's yelling it. You shouldn't remember it. He's yelling at you.
But this album was closer to the side of hip hop than it was more experimental. I feel than Ex-Military was. Ex-Military was way left, and they brought it back some. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that. For Death Grips, like I said, I can't say I like this, but I liked it better than Ex-Military. So I don't even know if I can say I can fuck with it. I can't fuck with it like that. But I like I Seen Footage, and that's about it, and it doesn't bump in my way.
You didn't like the first track?
I don't know. Because you know what? On this one, they almost had me. On certain tracks, I'm like, okay, I could kind of, what's the name of that first one?
Get God.
Yeah, Get God.
That's what I'm saying. Like that
I kind of liked it, but it's just like it's just too far for me. It's too far for me to just co-sign it. It's like, I can't co-sign it. The only one I could co-sign is I Seen Footage. But outside of that, I can't fuck with it.
So how is I Seen Footage different from the first one?
I don't know. Just personally, I just like that one. You know what I'm saying? Because it almost sounded. I want, like, almost poppy, almost. You know what I'm saying? It had a real...
It's catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's... I don't know, man. I just like that track. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that I was gravitated to. The rest, everything else, there was, like I said, there was other tracks, like the first one. I think... Damn, another one toward the end. And then another thing I noticed, the songs aren't that long. Like 2 minutes, 2:48, 2:50.
Is that a problem?
Oh, no. That's definitely not a problem. You know, but, yeah, man, I can't fuck with Death Grips like that. But I do like I Seen Footage. That's as much as I can.
Oh, man, shit. Unlike Fifo, I don't fuck with this album at all. No.
That's my motherfucking
thing. That was hilarious.
I'm just saying, like,
he's so honest. That's why this shit is so funny to me.
Yeah, I'm being brutally honest. Yeah, like, you know, it was like when I, you know, heard this project was coming out. Like, you know, I was actually interested just to see where they was going from Ex-Military. And man, when I started playing this shit, I was like, oh shit, here we go. you could call me a hip hop traditionalist because I guess that's what I mean. Oh, I don't feel nothing when I'm listening to this. It's just for me, it's nothing but noise. You know what I'm saying? Like. Just completely, I can't understand half of the stuff that he's saying right. On the album, so I can't get a feel for it. It's like,
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
I get exactly like, what you're saying.
Like, when I hear it, I'm like, how can I just pop this on? Like, I just like vibe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't
even recite the lyrics.
I can't even recite the lyrics. All like, you know, it's just like, oh my god. I'm like, what the hell is he saying, man? Like, I know the Def Grip fans gonna come at me, man, but. No, I'm serious, man. I'm dead serious. Like, and then when I'm in, like, I'm like speechless because I was like, I cannot believe. The only, you know what? I can say the good thing about this project that it was only 13 tracks long and each song was like 2 minutes. That was the thing I can say about this project, man. Because the whole, I even listened to it twice in a row, man. I was like, let me listen to it again because I just want to see what's all the hoopla about Death Grips and why people want us to review this so much. But like I said, call me a traditional hip hop listener because I want to hear. You know, rhymes, you know, a nice dope beat. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is just too wild for me. This is too wicked for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't get with this at all. This when I got finished listening to this, I was about to text y'all, like, I cannot believe y'all had me sit here and listen to this shit, man. Like, I just can't get with this, man. I'm sorry. I cannot get with this. This is just, yeah, this, I just cannot get with this, man. This Death Grips is fucking crazy. It's too, it seems like it's rock heavy or something for me, man. I don't get into rock like that or whatever. So it's too aggressive. I will never listen. After this project, I would never listen to a Death Grips project no more. I'm not even interested.
So even if we want album review it, you said fuck it?
If they make another project and we say we're going to review it, then I'm going to have to listen to it. But like, just outside of that, I'm not looking forward to hearing nothing else that they make. So that's all I have to say.
I could talk about this album all day.
This is so far probably my favorite of 2012. I was a little bit worried at the first track because I was like, okay, I think they're toning it down a little bit. Then that second track hit, Fever. That shit is so goddamn good, man.
What's so good about it? No, I really want to know. Like, I want to hear.
Okay, so Fibo really, like, hit it dead on when he said, you know, he didn't hit it dead on, but I understand what he was saying when he said, oh, it's not as experimental and this is easier for the ears. It is just as experimental, but what they did was they took elements from different genres again. So it's like the first album, they were taking more industrial sounds and more of the harder, you know, guitar sounds. This time, there's elements of fucking weird funk. There's still elements of industrial, a lot of elements of industrial, but it's just not as abrasive. But the MC this time, like, I can understand why you can't understand what he's saying, but you should really, like, just sit down and listen to his, or, like, read his lyrics. Because everything then makes sense. Shit. But, I mean, again, I don't expect any of y'all to listen, to like this album. I don't, at all. But if you really, really analyze what's going on, it's like, MC Ride, what he's doing is he's putting himself in as a character, and he's trying to be as violent and as crazy. There's all these things about him just being paranoid. Like, when you listen to, like, Fever, clearly that's what he's talking about, you know. But when you really dig deep, when you get to I Seen Footage, I think everything really starts to make sense, because then it's like, okay, now I understand why he's so fucked up. Read his lyrics, like, I seen footage, I seen fucked up shit, and these fucked up things made me think fucked up shit, and now I'm putting fucked up shit on an album. Like, I think this shit is fucking genius, man. I think this album is fucking genius. But I completely understand why none of y'all...
But should you have to go read the lyrics, though, to be able to...
Yeah, you do, because even being a fucking, you know, a huge fan of theirs, and even being, you know, a death metal fan, like, yeah, you have to read the lyrics so you can understand what's going on. And once you do read the lyrics, it's like the songs then start to make a little bit more sense. But, you know, at first I thought that, yeah, they're changing their sound up, they're toning it down because they're on Epic, but then I was completely fucking wrong. By the time I listened to the second time, I got it.
But I'm saying, like, it's music. Why should you have to go read the lyrics?
No, not to understand the music, but to understand the songs themselves, right? Reading the lyrics is not going to make you like the sound of the album, but it might make you understand why they're doing the shit that they're doing. Because he is trying to portray a fucked up character that is manic, you know, what did he say? I can't remember the lyrics now. He's talking about burning Bibles, call me a cab, take me to the nearest city. Like, he's telling you guys, like, this is a fucked up character, and you cannot put those lyrics over fucking Static Select the Beats. You can't put MC Ride over fucking Primo. This shit fucking fits perfectly. So I could literally talk about this album all day long, because I think it's fucking genius.
You know, so I listened to the shit like 6 or 7 times in a row, because I really, really, really was really trying to understand what's going on, even with the music, with the production, with the lyrics. You know, I really wanted to. Because, you know, I have my issues with ex-military, you know, as far as its placement in hip-hop. This one definitely have more of a hip-hop, you know, sound to it for me. So that's why, you know, when I was thinking about this review, that, for me, that conversation is mute. There's no need to even have that discussion. Yeah, and it's definitely way catchier, than, you know, some of the other stuff that they put out. It kind of puts me in a, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Culture Shock, because that was one of the songs from S Military that I liked. But yeah, I mean, it definitely has an older kind of hip-hop sound with the beat a little bit, maybe like some
Bob.
Yeah, maybe something like that. So it was definitely a way more accessible. So when I heard that track, it was like, okay. Because when I put it on the website, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can listen to this track, just like probably everybody else here, because, you know, it is more accessible, it's more listenable to us, you know, since we really don't listen to stuff that far out. So I totally agree with Mike when you say you have to kind of read the lyrics, because the lyrics, I actually put the lyrics on that particular post and I read through the lyrics and I was like, okay, now that I can actually understand a little bit about what they're saying or what they're talking about, whatever message they're trying to convey, it makes sense. That doesn't make it seem like I'm gonna go rant and rave and say, yo, you guys gotta go check this shit out, or, you know, I'm not gonna say that I'm a Death Grips man. I'm loving Death Grips by any means necessary, but I think this album for me is a little bit more listenable than S Military. And I think maybe them being on Epic may have had something to do with it. I don't know.
I kind of disagree with you about them changing up because they're on Epic. I think they would have done this anyway. Because I thought that at first too, when I first listened to it. Because again, I thought that they were changing up the sound and they were toning it down some. But I don't think it's what they did. I think they. It's like, I kind of wanted this album to be X Military on 10,
mm-hmm.
but and when I first listened to the album, it wasn't that, so I was like, oh man, I still love this, but I don't love it as much. But then after like the third or fourth listen, like I said, I finally got it, and I'm like, nah, dude, they did what they could do with that certain sound. Now they want to pull from other areas. It just so happened that those other areas happen to be a little bit more listenable to the average mm-hmm. listener. You know, there's still, the beats are still sporadic. The beats are still fucking disjointed as hell. You know, MC Rod is not, he obviously not yelling as much. But again, when you get the fucking album cover, did y'all see the album cover?
Yeah.
Obviously, they ain't trying to be friendly with nobody.
Yeah.
You know, and again, when you listen to the lyrics where he's talking about cutting motherfuckers up and, you know, like I said, lycanthropic, manic cycles, you know, fire, water, burning Bibles, like that shit is not. You know, it's not accessible to the average person.
I'm with you. I wish they would have taken the S-Military and right put it on 10.
Why?
Just because, you know, I think because of all of the discussion, everything that's surrounding Death Grips and how you saying, you know, we need stuff like this and how hip-hop needs to be challenged, you know, on this level. You know, for them to have that major signing and to have a major backing behind them, I think that would have opened that discussion up a little bit more.
You don't think this will? This album is clearly as weird as the other one. It's just not as abrasive. That's the only difference.
Well, I think I probably, if they're going to do something like that, I mean, yeah, it is what you said, but I think I would maybe have preferred for it to be a little bit more abrasive. Just because they have more of a major backing behind them now.
But then that means that you're saying that every time it should be more aggressive, more
no,
aggressive.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know,
with this one.
Yeah, with this one. Like, yeah, keep you know, if everybody keeps saying that they're challenging the boundaries, you know, yeah, they are, but it's not as abrasive. I think, you know, I would have liked to seen that a little bit more with this album. Because, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, it does seem toned down, you know, to me.
But that dude, man, I love his fucking lyrics, man. I think he's still a fucked up human being. But that's why I think, again, I think that's why I've Seen Footage is such an important song for this group. And I really hope that, I know B is done, but if you're interested, I really hope that you would just read the lyrics for I've Seen Footage. He's seeing all this fucked up shit, it sticks in his head, it fucks his head up, and then, you know, it affects everything else that he sees. That's not how I took it, at least. Like, you know, when you read the lyrics to that, it just makes so much sense in the span of the album to me now. It's like everything, even with Ex-Military, it makes so much sense of what he's trying to do now, to me. It clicks. But again, I can see why you guys don't like it. It totally makes sense. And I won't try to argue, is this hip-hop, or, you know, y'all are not open-minded. I'm not even going to say all that shit. I'm just saying that if you like this kind of music, you know, if you like experimental hip hop, like even shit that LP did back in the day and shit that Soul did back in the day, you know, that shit was not necessarily abrasive, but it was still challenging the boundaries of hip hop. So, I mean, I think you can still push the boundaries as far as you need to without it being abrasive. You know, and I think I mentioned this on the last review, but I think it might have got cut out, but, you know, if you like Death Grips, you should really go listen to this album by Techno Animal, which was the guy from Godflesh, and this other guy, Kevin something, I can't remember his name. But when you put the Techno Animal album on, the most recent one, it came out like 2001, and you put on this Death Grips album, it's so fucking similar. Like, I guarantee that those dudes were listening to Techno Animal. But this kind of boundary, I think, needs to be pushed as far as possible. But it doesn't have to be abrasive. It can be more listenable. I don't know, man. I